was to write No More Mr. Nice Guy. I was not only learning about the nice guy syndrome, but also doing my own work and learning how to write all at the same time. It took another 3 years to find an agent and secure a publisher. Countless publishing companies turned down No More Mr. Nice Guy, all for the same reason. Their marketing department said men wouldn't buy a self-help book, especially a book that told them they were losers. They all missed the point. The men I wrote about were not only not losers, they were highly motivated to become the best men they could be. Thus, they bought books. Fortunately, Nat Sobel, an experienced New York literary agent, believed in No More Mr. Nice Guy. He found the book a publisher, Barnes & Noble, which was launching an e-book publishing venture. Thanks to a lot of hustle and some very good luck, funny how the harder I work, the luckier I get, the media picked up on the whole nice guy thing, and I enjoyed my 15 minutes of fame. Barnes & Noble also noticed and partnered with Running Press to publish a print edition of the book in 2003. Now, almost 15 years later, sales of No More Mr. Nice Guy continues to increase every year. The book has been translated into over a dozen languages. So much for men not buying self-help books.